Foreword by Sir Ken Robinson. Sir Ken Robinson has been named as one of Time, Fortune, CNN's principal voices. He was acclaimed by Fast Company magazine as one of the world's elite thinkers on creativity and innovation, and was ranked in the Thinkers 50 list of the world's top business thinkers. In 2003, he received a knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II for his services to the arts. His books, The Element, How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, Penguin, Viking, 2009, and Finding Your Element, How to Discover Your Talents and Passions and Transform Your Life, Viking, 2013, are New York Times bestsellers that have been translated into 23 languages and have sold over 1 million copies worldwide. His TED Talk, Do Schools Kill Creativity, is the most viewed TED Talk worldwide. You would not be reading this introduction if on a cold November day back in 2006, John Cleese of Monty Python's Flying Circus had not been curled up, sick in bed in a lonely hotel room in Belgium. He was in Ghent to give the keynote address at the World Creativity Forum, a prestigious event attended by 1,200 delegates from around the world. Shortly after arriving in the city, he unexpectedly became ill, and his doctors insisted that he cancel his appearance. As sympathetic as they were to his plight, the event's organizer had to act quickly to find a replacement. Cue me. At the time, John and I had the same speaker's agent in London, and a few hours later, our agent called me to ask where I was and if I could possibly get to Belgium by the following evening. I travel a lot and could have been anywhere. As it happens, I was in Prague for another event, and it was just feasible to get to Belgium in time. It did worry me that my agent had no idea where I was, since he'd arranged for me to be in Prague in the first place, but I decided not to dwell on that. So it was that on that cold winter evening in Belgium, I stood on stage in place of John Cleese, and absorbed the mixed feelings of over 1,000 international delegates who were clearly downcast that he wasn't there. Though I didn't know it at the time, one of them, whose feelings were not mixed, was Pete Grimon-Prez, the co-founder of My Machine, the terrific model which is at the heart of this book. It wasn't until 3 years later, in May 2009, that I met with Pete and the other founders of My Machine for the first time. They came backstage at another event where I was speaking to tell me about the wonderful methodology they'd been nurturing and the ideas that were driving it, some of which had been stimulated by my talk that night in Ghent. Since then, we've stayed in regular contact, and I've been delighted to see My Machine spread in scale and influence. The concept of My Machine is elegantly simple. Children of kindergarten or elementary school age are invited to invent a dream machine, and then collaborate with older students to design and make it. Through a series of captivating examples and penetrating essays, this book explains how the process works and why it's so important. Let me highlight some of the core themes. My Machine is about the nature of creativity. The projects here show that creativity is not a rare talent, it is a core characteristic of human intelligence, part of the natural endowment of all children. Even so, natural capacities are of little use unless they are exercised and developed. Historically, and for a variety of reasons, cultivating creativity has not been a high priority in education. The lessons of My Machine are that creativity can and must be nurtured in all young people as an essential part of their education and their birthright. My Machine is about collaboration. The projects here show how individual ideas can be amplified through creative partnerships with others. As the founders of My Machine put it, individuals don't work alone, but as peers in an ecology of talent, which involves students of all ages. It sometimes happens that creative ideas come into our minds fully formed. More often, they evolve in unexpected ways as we work on them. That process of iteration can happen when we work alone on an idea. When we work with others, pooling insights and expertise, the initial seed of an idea can grow in all kinds of bountiful ways. As My Machine illustrates, when they collaborate, young people also learn invaluable lessons about the value of cooperation, of give and take, and the pride in shared achievement. These skills will serve them for life. My Machine is about the power of possibility. In most respects, human beings are like the rest of life on Earth. We are mortal, our lives are short and utterly dependent on what the planet can provide. In some respects, we clearly are different. They include these unmatched powers of creativity and collaboration. Because of them, we can step outside our immediate circumstances and imagine alternative ways of being and doing. More than that, we can work to materialize these visions through the varying systems, technologies, and ideologies that we collectively forge. Human culture, in all its diversity, is the eloquent evidence of these capacities. As our children face the daunting challenges of a world that's spinning faster than ever, these powers of possibility have never been more needed. The second time I met the team from My Machine was in 2015 in the United States. By then, the model was spreading far and wide and involved thousands of young people in 6 countries on 3 continents. It's gone on to become part of a worldwide movement for change in the opportunities we provide for young people, not only in education, but more widely. There are other innovations in many parts of the world and a palpable mood for collaboration across traditional cultural borders and old institutional boundaries. There's a long way to go and a lot to do. Changing education systems that have been around for 200 years isn't easy, but it is necessary, and there are new models emerging in different countries. To amplify this movement, we need practical examples of the vitality of creativity, the dynamics of collaboration, and the power of possibility. That's exactly what you'll find in the pages ahead, in this inspiring account of the work of My Machine. By the way, that second meeting with My Machine was at the Creativity World Forum in Oklahoma City. That time, I was the official keynote speaker, and the crowd seemed pleased to see me. And John Cleese, wherever he was presumably feeling much better. Sir Ken Robinson, February 2019, Los Angeles.